When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Why, hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the losing streak is over, and maybe the rain delay will spark something fun for us last night. But I am Craig Borden, your host. Jason Lyons with me, as always, here on the Jay Bird Watching Podcast. Buddy, how you doing?
You know what, man? It's a really wet, dreary day here in Vancouver. Warm, though, and we have a very important game against a very good team tonight, so we had our fingers crossed and we did the no rain dance, and it looks like the baseball gods have smiled on us a little bit and the rain has stopped. And so we're going to go and try and get this one in. This is big for us. This is our playoffs, and you know, we're only six teams out of 20 make it through. So you got to make sure that every game you play has pace, has purpose, and you want to win. So yeah, excited.
A good thing on the baseball gods had to shine highly on somebody, because it sure as shit is not our Toronto Blue Jays. I want to start the show off with I'm going to call it the catalyst to the losing streak, and that is the fact that I got the chance to talk about this last week on the walk-off podcast over the past weekend, but you and I have not had this discussion, and that is the first spot of bad luck over the last week was the fact that Aralvis Martinez was supposed to join this team, become a little bit of a fixture here in the short term, and unfortunately, he's going to be gone for a long time this season because he got caught with PEDs related to quote-unquote birth-related items and stuff like that, as far as, that's what I heard, as far as trying to, you know, help that out. But as far as it goes, it really sucked. That was a punch to the gut. Is that worst case? He was somebody that we could have used at this trade deadline to maybe get some good guys.
I think that the big thing is there's two major things here. I mean, obviously, you know, PEDs are terrible. From what I understand, I have gone through the same thing he went through. And so it is something that is bigger than baseball. It's more important than things like that. But for me, I feel like the Blue Jays knew about it. I think they knew about it well in advance, and they were just waiting to hear what his punishment would be. And that's why when they did bring him up, they did have him play the one game. I think they wanted him to make a debut. He probably gets a bonus of some type for playing the one game. I think they wanted people to see who he was before. I've been a little surprised that they haven't been more upfront about, you know, what it was, that it wasn't anabolic steroids or human growth or anything like that. But I mean, I guess steroids are steroids. I mean, if you're taking them for something, it's, you know, it's a proven thing that steroids repair things quickly and help a lot of things out. I have a friend right now who's dealing with an autoimmune issue, and steroids have significantly helped, you know, with that. And I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, guys were juicing way back when. Guys have been juicing for way longer than we knew about juicing. And even the guys way, way back were probably doing something to make sure, you know, I've seen some really screwed up stuff within the, you know, hockey community about what hockey players use to get up before a game, or what they used to. And got, like, we're talking about guys walking into NHL dressing rooms and salad bowls full of, you know, cough medicine that they could just throw in, and they were full of ephedra and all this stuff. And they'd be drinking triple espresso. So, I mean, where do you draw the line? So unfortunate for him, because I feel like he had a lot of promise, and I feel like they just didn't let anybody know about it. Had they been a little bit more open, I think that the media would have been decently savvy about it and tried to pick up on the soft notes, but then it kind of hit and it was kind of hard notes. So, you know, I feel like the other, you know, Buffalo boys have picked things up and continued to pick things up. I like that they were able to sort of pivot onto some other, you know, some other guys coming up from Buffalo and, you know, highlight some different stories, but it's really unfortunate. It's too bad for him. I mean, he is coming back just before the season ends, and I assume he'll be up and play. He is allowed to play. He's not, and I don't know if anybody knows that, everybody understands this or not, but he's going right to Dunedin. He doesn't stop playing baseball for the next, you know, 4 months. He's allowed to play sim games. He's allowed to work out. He's allowed to take BP. He's allowed to take ground ball. He's allowed to do all that stuff. He's just not allowed to play in an actual game. And I mean, you know, I think that some of the PED along with the gambling rules are pretty archaic, and they need to probably take a look at those and break them down, because I mean, even if you look at anything that has been medicine wise, I mean, it's changed so much in the last, changes every year. The difference between, like, I mean, how many people are hammering Ozempic to try and lose weight? It's not healthy. Anyone is healthy. And yet, not only are they talking about it, but people talk about it like, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm taking a diabetes medicine to make me thinner, just because, because
it works. So
it's like, you know. So for me, it was really unfortunate. I really wanted to see him. I wanted to see a couple, you know, a month or so. Like, I feel like Barger has really fallen into a good spot. He's hitting the ball, you know, bullet hard every time they throw one in the zone. He looks like the kind of guy that would chew his own arm off to steal second base. Like, he's the guy that I want out there. And, you know, Clement and Horowitz has been unbelievable. And, you know, I'm all excited now to find out that David Schneider is going to do something weird with his mustache cut, apparently, for tomorrow. I don't know what the suspense is. Like, have you seen that he's got it all grown? Like, I think he's going like Lemmy Motorhead. Like, I think he's going to go chops up, or like the fat chops.
Something was almost going like full Hulk Hogan there for a second with the mustache coming all the way down to like here.
It wouldn't be worse.
But didn't quite make it.
To you know, to your point, I think that you know, there's certainly been some eras in baseball where steroids were an actual part of helping people. But let's be honest, the steroids, you can't put steroids in your eyes. You know, you can't make yourself a better hitter by taking steroids. You can hit the ball farther, but you still strike out just as hard.
Yeah, my go-to is always Jeremy Giambi. Jason Giambi, monster. Jeremy Giambi can barely hit. Right? So this is how it is. Yep. So, but the story that's been circulating around was that is honestly, and I hope this is actually what it is, because this has, you know, like you said, better implications outside of baseball as far as starting a family or anything. It was due to fertility drugs.
Right.
So that was the story that has been circulating. And if that's one of those things, maybe it could have been avoided. That's the only thing I could have said at this point, as far as the suspension piece.
And I can,
right?
If you can tell you
know these things happen,
I,
right? In
the I can direction. Tell you from experience that that's the kind of situation that unfortunately you don't have a planned timeline for. You get into a situation where you're told what to do if you want to have a family, and you know, like I said, sometimes that becomes bigger than baseball. I mean, maybe they could have allowed him to step away, or maybe he should have been more concerned about what was in that. Like, I seem to remember a couple of years ago, somebody took something and they were like, oh, I didn't know it was full of steroids. But,
Barry Bonds said that too.
Yeah. No professional athlete is taking something that they don't know what it is. So, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate, and I hope that everything goes well in his personal life. And I hope that he can get back to playing and hammering the ball. And I mean, maybe it's next year that we see him full time. Who knows? I've all been looking at the quote many, many, many times this week from manager of the not real Cleveland Indians, in the famous movie Major League, when he says, "That's one And when we win tomorrow, that's two. And if we do it a third time, that's a winning streak. So, I mean,
that's called a winning streak.
Yeah, it's called a winning streak. But, you know,
it's about the best way of summarizing it right now, because this is not even a, I can't say a day to day feeling. You know, it's not the Alcoholics Anonymous level of, you know, take it day by day, right? Mm-mm. This is a take it minute by minute during a game, make the decision, get down, get dirty, all the above, right? It's not any of the things that any Blue Jays fans have been recently, and honestly, even a long time that any Blue Jays fans have had to deal with this, because everybody knew what we were into in 27, you know, at the end of 2017, right?
Yeah.
But the 2015 era, 2016 era had faltered, right? Donaldson's down, trading him for, you know, a bag of balls at that point, as he couldn't stay healthy. And Julian Merriweather didn't turn into the monster we were all hoping will. Although he's looking pretty good with the freaking Cubs right now, but that's besides the point. But that season we had expectations, but we knew that the team was due for a decline. We were not sold that same thing this season, Jason, is, oh, we're going to compete. Don't worry. We got all the same gang. We're here to go. Make sure you get you know, your playoff tickets ready and get your seats picked. And don't worry, to the core. Worst line came. Yeah, to the core of what? The rotten apple. Or...
yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like there's, and I think we've sort of kicked this horse pretty much to death. You know, I feel like there was many opportunities this year to make changes, to bring guys up. I mean, you know, aside from last game, what was Springer hitting? Not even his weight. Like, he's hitting like 138 or something ridiculous like that for the last 30 games. And I mean, I think we have to get. You know, realize that in some cases, you know, you have to tie Old Yeller to the post, and the Jays are really bad at that. They always have been. I mean, there's other teams out there that they do not mess around, and they do cut you, and they do move you down, and then they release you, and they move on to bigger and better prospects. And I mean, the Braves have been famous for that, just running through. The Dodgers do it too. If you're not producing, like Jason Hayward is a shining example of how hard you have to work if you're an afterthought and a team picks you up.
100%.
Jason Hayward has turned his entire career around in LA. The whole team is behind him because of his guts and the way that he's worked. And I mean, it's not that George doesn't have that kind of in him, but once it's gone to the point where it's gone, you've either got to have him step away for a bit and then bring him back, or you just have to let him, you know, set him off. And I mean, I know George probably makes a ton of money. I don't even want to look at it. I was thinking about it today, and I don't want to know at this point. But
you know,
a professional organization like that has to sometimes say, okay, sorry, you know, you're done, and we're going to move on to a 25-year-old prospect. Sorry, buddy. You can go get your hair plugs now.
And I will just point out the other piece to this whole thing is, I don't know if you've seen the recent stuff that's literally been a fire over the last hour on social media or whatnot, because Hazel May was interviewing Bo Bichette, and the obvious came up in that conversation. What is it like to hear your name being attached to trade talks? Are you surprised? Are you shocked? Are you, you know, hurt or anything? And he goes, I'm not surprised at all. It was just that stupid, simple, black, done, you know, and it's... That level of accountability that you were just talking about there, I know it's Bo Bichette, but that just screamed the opposite of that whole thing. Nobody's holding anybody accountable in that situation. He goes, yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
That a lot of guys are probably feeling that way on the team? I mean, this is where teams, if you're smart about it and you're good ownership, which we don't have, you take that to your advantage right now. Bo is still a very tradable guy. Even though he's struggled this year, he is still a very tradable prospect. And I understand fan bases in there. You know, like when Trevor Linden was traded away from the Vancouver Canucks, you know, I personally was devastated. He was the guy that I had grown up with. He's the guy that I liked the most and all of the rest of that. And I can tell you guys with honesty, we still sucked after he was gone. Like, it didn't change. The sun still came up the next day, and Trevor Linden was in New York doing terribly. So, I mean, it's one of those things where if you're a fan of the team, then you have to understand you're cheering for the team. If you're a fan of Bo Bichette's, totally different thing. You can want him to be a Blue Jay. That's different as well. You know, it's yes. it's guys like, I would much rather keep a guy like Danny Jansen than I would a guy like Bo Bichette. Even though I like Bo Bichette and I think he does great and I think he's really good for the image of the team and all of the rest of that stuff.
Yep.
There are people out there, believe me, there are 10,000 Bo Bichettes out there. Good looking, long hair, all, you know, the flash, all of that stuff. And some of them actually have a personality. So the things that Blue Jays fans have to keep in mind is that there will be other Bo Bichettes. There might not be another Vladdy. There might not. I mean, you know, he's a pretty special dude. And I love the rumor mill immediately when he cut off the dreads. They're like, he's going to the Yankees. He's going to the Yankees tomorrow. Like, so it's, you know, my worry right now, and I'm saying this honestly, buddy, is my worry right now is that Danny Jansen is a very tradable person, a very tradable player. And if he's gone, the guts of this team go with him. And you might as well just turn it to zero if he leaves. It'll be bad.
Well, we were talking about that actually on the walk-off podcast as far as sake of continuity, right? If you're talking about this team pushing into transition, there is a lot of good pitching on this team, which could be part of the trading as well. But on that note, there's got to be somebody here to man this ship. And there's nobody as far as who could be left remaining after the trade deadline. Danny Jansen is the perfect leader, and you have him paired up with Kirk. And right now I give you that, you know, you start up the middle, right?
Yeah.
If you're rebuilding.
Yeah.
You have two good catchers. One of them is going to catch fire over the next few years. And I know that Danny Jansen is a free agent at the end of the season. That is not where I'm going. The fun part about that is building from there on, right? Okay, great. You still consider Aralvis Martinez a building block. He's a shortstop. Second baseman, third baseman. Great. You got that. We have shortstops up the freaking wazoo around here. It's not even a joke. And then you just got a guy like, you know, right now that's Arjun Namala had another home run today in low end of minor league system. So how far off is he? Is he going to keep doing what he's doing and keep climbing the ladder? You got another pitcher that's finally back in business today with Ricky Tiedemann with 2 innings and 5 strikeouts. So just saying, if you threw 6 outs in one inning and then one more out the next inning and you struck out 5, you only grounded out or flew out 2 guys. Just saying, exactly. That's only 7 outs. Yep. 2.1 innings from the young lefty. So there's a lot of good things to look forward to on this team. But right now, I think they are at that point, Jason, that it is you have nothing left. I'm sorry. The chances of making it to the playoffs with what's going on right now in this locker room, this isn't a drastic change. This is like a level of legendary comeback at this point if the Blue Jays somehow make it to a playoff spot. This is Rocky beating Apollo Creed level.
This is the Indians in Major League. And yes, it's funny 100%. How much the team reminds me of that team. You know, like, they've got hot dogs. They've got young guys. They've got old farts. They've got, I mean, every team is like that. But, you know, even the fact that Serrano kind of reminds me of Vladdy, you know, like Serrano didn't hit the curveball very well. And, you know, Vladdy doesn't hit the curveball
very much.
But it's
so. I want to make sure that we put this up on the board here while you're finishing your thought. And then we can continue talking with Greg here on from our X feed. And, you're 100% right. It's getting to that point. What you have to have the Hollywood comeback at this point.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be going the other direction, Greg chiming in here and joining in with where we're going, you cannot replace the fact that there's somebody has to be leading this mess that's left behind. And Danny Jansen could continue to form a solid career with the Toronto Blue Jays and find a way to really cement himself as a really good catcher for a guy that right now could be on free agent contracts from year to year and just play up his strengths, and maybe he wins.
You know? And I think it's so important what you said about, you know, and Greg, it is a great point. Like, leadership wise, the Jays don't have anybody other than Jansen. I mean, you can look at Springer and you know, maybe an IKF. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, you'd have to be in the dugout to know. I mean, The only other one that I might say that seems to be a leader in there is Bassett. He seems to be a guy that people go and talk to a lot. And I mean, sure, we've got Encarnacion in there, and we've got, you know, we've got Don Mattingly in there, which obviously are leaders, but they're not playing.
But so it's only so much.
Look at the other teams in the majors right now that are doing well. The Phillies have like a four-headed monster. They have four guys that if you pull any one of them out, there's another guy that can go right in and fill a leadership spot and be a part of that and back up. And I don't think any of us a couple of years ago would have been saying that Bryce Harper is probably one of the best leaders in Major League Baseball right now. I mean, you go to the Dodgers.
You're only saying that because he got in a fight with Jonathan Papelbon.
Yes, that's true. no, but you also have to look at like the Dodgers, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. You know, and as much as Ohtani doesn't appear to lead, I don't know if you saw the home run that he hit yesterday, but when he goes into the dugout, they're all talking to him. Now, they may be getting tips on the Knicks game later, but we're not 100% sure on that. So it's what it is though, and the teams that are successful, like even look at the Diamondbacks from last year, and it doesn't have to be grizzled veterans that are like, Corbin Carroll is a leader. He's always been a leader. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be a superstar.
He's having an off season,
but he's still a leader. You watch their games and they still have guys still talking. He's the guy that when they lose, he comes out front and center. He's like, yep, I'll wear it. Yeah, I'll wear it. I'll wear the loss. And you know, that's where guys like Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge, as much as I hate to give the Yankees props, Aaron Judge has turned himself into a whole new human being. Yeah. I mean, he's a whole new human being. And I think that it's improved his play. I feel like anytime you give someone that captaincy or you say to them, hey, buddy, we need you to step it up. We're a sinking ship right now. And you know what? You talk to the Jays. Okay. You know what, Bo, we need you to do an interview. And he's like, and you're like, dude, like you're a pro baseball player. You've got to be having a little bit of fun. And I know you didn't become a baseball player to be an interview, but step it up a bit. At least when they talk to Jano, he's got personality, he's ready to go. Gossman the same. You know, he's got personality, he's ready to go. I think that Jano is the linchpin. And if they can't see that, if they can't see that keeping Jano is ultimately important, then I mean maybe we're barking in the wrong, maybe the whole thing is a wrong argument.
Yeah. So let's expand on that, because that's where I wanted to go next anyways. So you've already mentioned that I agree with you that Danny Jansen and Kirk obviously would be, unless somebody is dying to have a catcher, I would be trading Kirk. But right now, that is one of those things that I would, who else on this team are you keeping? If anybody.
Nobody, just the young guys. I think if you made me put a gun to my head right now and said, who are your untradeables? I think Davis Schneider,
Clement. I don't think there's anybody that's untradeable right now.
You have to keep five or you have to keep three.
Yes.
I mean, I think I'd be looking straight up at the Buffalo guys. And if I wasn't to look at the Buffalo guys, then I think, and as odd as this sounds, my first non-tradable is IKF. I mean, he's been rock steady all year.
Yes.
And I like him.
I'll present you an option on that one though. Is this the sell high on IKF moment?
You mean the one we missed on Josh Donaldson? Yeah, the one we missed on Josh Donaldson.
I'm not saying you're going to get a ton for IKF.
No.
But maybe some team will see him as, hey, this is the perfect piece. I need somebody like IKF on my team.
Cleveland.
And there is some good teams.
Cleveland needs a guy like IKF.
I got my conspiracy theory. I got a forward from what I started on the walk-off podcast on Sunday, too, here in a moment, too. But yes. Looking at this team, the only other guy I honestly think I'd like to keep around in that same a la Danny Jansen mantra, the Buffalo Boys, would be, honestly, Dalton.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our show, I say that funny enough and ironically enough because I've been one of his biggest critics, but for somebody coming up from the minor leagues, which is going to happen inevitably in a rebuild, all these guys we trade for Vladdy, Bo, or whoever finally gets, you know, voted off the island in a trade here, Dalton Varsho is a great example to young baseball players, regardless of the 220 batting average. He plays the game the way it should be played, and I would think that it would instill something proper in a young player. Somebody like, you know, we see Davis Schneider, all these guys coming up. It could be the difference in the world of having a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid seeing how Dalton Varsho plays and prepares for a game versus whoever the hell might be in that position. That's my thought.
I agree with you there, too. I mean, I feel like there's those guys, those Buffalo guys have so much value, but I mean, you know, it's like you said, like if we were to trade Bichette, we've got four guys we can put in at shortstop, all viable MLB shortstops. It's not like we're taking somebody who's never taken a ball there and like, you know, we need you to give this a try.
If you sold the farm, that spot. If you sold the farm, is it the worst thing that Ernie Clement is going to play good defense at shortstop all the rest of the season?
And it's not the worst.
You're not winning either, already anyway.
Yeah, that Spencer Horowitz has a good remainder of the year. It's not a bad thing that Schneider has a good remainder of the year. And, you know, who knows? Right. Maybe you can trade these bigger names that we have. You know, obviously no one's going to take Kiermaier off our hands. But Kiermaier hasn't been the worst.
He's only here at the end of the season anyway. Right. So you keep him, fine, great. Unless you flip him in a throw-in that somebody needs a center fielder.
You look at trading Vladdy. You look at trading Bo. You look at trading Springer. You know, and then maybe there's a hidden gem on Buffalo that you can you know prospect out to somebody and get something back that replaces all those. I watched that guy from the White Sox that they were talking about wanting, considering he's not good.
Yeah.
He's not good at baseball.
I don't want him.
No, please don't.
That's putting a Band-Aid on a pile of giant shit already. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fix anything. And that rumor needs to die about Luis Robert somehow coming to Toronto and saving this team. It's just not going to happen.
No.
If he comes to this team, it's just another guy we're paying a lot of money over the next 2 years to along with George Springer. And just to say, Greg is obviously on fire in our Twitter channel here right now. So just to make sure it's a good thing. I love his comment here about it. He's a good thing. We at least got the cup holders in the run out here at the Rogers Center. So there's that. And I was actually very thankful for those cup holders when I was there for those few games. I was surprised I didn't spill it when that I saw, I think, the only good game at the Rogers Center all season in that Minnesota Twins comeback. But that's besides the point. So I got to give you my conspiracy theory.
Hey, hit me. I'm excited.
So on Saturday, over the last weekend, Shapiro was in Cleveland. We were talking about this on the walk-off podcast with Steve Belfort and everybody. And what came up in this, and I was like, I knew this was there. And this was my grenade I threw into the conversation because I had to say it because I'm the weird American in the room that has a conspiracy theory for everything, right? So I had to mention the fact that, okay, great. Everybody's like, well, maybe he's just visiting friends. Maybe he's, doing this, that, whatever it might be. I said, what if he's actually already the only acting general manager on this team? And Ross Atkins's job is literally just to get done with the major league draft here in the next couple of weeks. And Shapiro was actually there to trade the Guardians, possibly, or lay the groundwork for a possible trade for Bo Bichette to the Guardians.
I mean, I don't know who plays short right now for the Guardians.
nobody. There's it's Ilan Pacheco, I think. He's a great defensive guy. Great defense. It's like Ryan Goins for us in 2015. Ryan, has a great glove just coming back. Pacheco.
Okay, hold on. I'm just having a look here a second.
So short. Anyway, he's been about 200.
Say they've got Rocchio.
Yeah.
Arias. Tyler Freeman, and Jimenez.
Yeah.
Rocchio, they've got down as a third baseman.
Yeah. The other gentleman there that has been playing shortstop for them is actually hurt, from what I recall seeing. Yeah. So that's why we didn't see him even when we were playing in Cleveland or when they were up in Rogers Center the last couple of times. They're hurting at shortstop. If they're looking to add offense, shortstop is the spot for them to add. And it's not even just a this year thing. It's a foreseeable future thing. You already got one of the best third basemen in baseball with Jose Ramirez on the side of the corner, you know, there. And then if you look at the prospect capital versus a lot of other young teams, it lines up well for the Blue Jays.
It does.
Major league ready. Prospect.
They've got both Naylor boys are playing well right now for them. They've got a super solid outfield. I would say one of the better ones in the majors. So yeah, you might be right. And to be honest with you, once again, you know, I would not be disappointed. I'm a fan of the Blue Jays, the team, and I want the Blue Jays, the team, to win. And I don't take any solace in a losing month where a hitter hits 400. Who cares? You know, it's the, what do they say? There's no I in team, right?
Yes.
So it's one of those things where, I was just going to say it's, and I think it creates, just look, I'm just looking at Cleveland's depth chart now that we're mentioning it. And I mean, it creates, there are some really good players that aren't playing in Cleveland right now, or they're sitting on their bench.
They have some really good young arms in that prospect capital. Yeah. And you are more than well aware that the Blue Jays can't draft a pitcher to save their fucking life.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't draft anybody to save their life, but that's besides the point. Because let's look at the guys that have come up in recent, right? Those aren't guys that were drafted expecting to be the best round picks, right? You know, it's the Davis Schneiders that were drafted in round picks that don't even exist anymore.
that's what
we have at our major league level right now. So I've been looking at teams like the Guardians, and I've been trying to just, you know, I'm basically putting my MLB the Show, you know, like level of managing around as I'm looking for guys. And I'm trying to see teams that line up for guys that we might be trading, because right now, according to Major League Baseball Network, and thank you, Maddie Collette on X for actually tweeting this out. It was a screenshot from earlier of who the Blue Jays would be trading at this deadline. And it's Vladdy, Bo, Kevin Gausman, Bassett, and Jordan Romano are the five that they blatantly call out. And you want to guess the teams? I think you know the rumor for the Bo Bichette one, for the real rumor, not my conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And that is going to LA to put on nothing but Dodger blue.
They're
saying Gausman is a very highly likely candidate for the Padres. Chris Bassett for the Rangers. And Jordan Romano, because this is now a 100% good shot at a playoff team for the Kansas City Royals. And what are they lacking? A true closer.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the big elephant in the room. I know you're well aware who's been knocking on the door probably for Vladdy apparently already. And I don't get this one at all.
There's a few.
Astros apparently.
I heard
make
that
a big
the other day.
Push.
I can't understand. I can't understand where that comes from. There's teams that I can understand. Like, I can understand the Yankees wanting Vladdy. You know, they've had ups and downs with a couple of the guys that play in the two positions he plays in. He's a good DH. He's good buddies with Soto. Like, I mean, there's lots of good fits that make a smart trade for them. And it's New York. I mean, you put Vladdy in the biggest spotlight. And I mean, what did he do in the home run derby? Right. Like, I mean, it seems like
Vladdy
when the lights are the brightest, Vladdy seems to smash baseball. So, I mean, you know, it's interesting to me, like if Houston does make that move, there's gotta be something aside from, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be something that they're moving to bring Vladdy in that is either a problem for them, or something they see coming. Houston is a savvy team.
So the flip
team.
Side of that is, the flip side of that is that they have won seven in a row while we lost seven in a row until, you know, Tuesday evening. But the flip side of that is they are actually a 500 level team now. So I know they are looking to improve. They did not get the best out of Jose Abreu at first base. So I'm not shocked they're looking for first base help. It just doesn't, you know, it spells, hey, how can we upgrade quickly? Maybe getting a first baseman that could hit is not such a bad thing in the world, right? You imagine a lineup with him and Yordan Alvarez batting 3 and 4 in a freaking pop like that? It's not a good time for many players, because right now that reason that offense ain't clicking is nobody's protecting Yordan.
Right.
So Jose Altuve is obviously taking a step back, and thank you, because I'm not a big fan of his.
No. But, no pun intended. Don't get short with me.
I didn't even know I did that. So, but to that point, I think there's some smoke to that, and there is some pretty good higher end talent actually in the Astros organization. So there might be some pieces that the Blue Jays there's some guy. Most of their top prospects are in Double A, Triple A, and there's a couple that have been dancing on the line with the Major League Baseball. So, like I said, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's nothing at all. But I don't think anybody's safe. I don't think there's any reason to keep anything around. And the one thing, honestly, that irks me the most about starting a rebuild is the fact that the two gentlemen running the ship shouldn't be here in the fucking first place.
Yeah. I think we're sold on that. Like, I mean, I think that Jays fans, everybody out there, even people who aren't Blue Jays fans, have realized that these guys are not good. Our front office is not good right now. It may have been okay for a bit. I think maybe some of the warts were hidden well, with some good play on the field. But you're right. I mean, it's funny how similar this is to the Canucks previous to Rick Tocchet coming in and the new management coming in from the basically the whole Pittsburgh Penguins management team. There's no accountability. There's no nothing. And stuff happened, and we didn't make trades, and we didn't do things. I mean, the Leafs are the same. The Leafs are exactly the same. In fact, the Leafs are worse, because the Leafs probably should be challenging for a Stanley Cup. Certainly should be challenging for a Stanley Cup. Now they're going to run into a situation where Mitch Marner doesn't want to be there anymore, even though he says he does. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that Austin Matthews wants to be in a place where he wins a Stanley Cup. Same way to side. But, you know, I think that...
building a team, it's the same idea. It doesn't matter what sport it is. You got to bring the right people.
And so, you have to treat
right
those
now, we don't
right.
have any of the right people.
Right, correct. Exactly.
Yeah. You're in a... Clearly, you know... I think that we really need to get the rotten to the core hashtag going around online, because right now that's what's going on with this whole fun with the Toronto Blue Jays. Because like I said, I think even if we had the best players in baseball right now, there's still something that's not clicking right. If you did get Ohtani, would we be any better right now, other than being $1 billion in debt?
We'd be worse, probably, because we would have had to mortgage some of what does keep us afloat. Like the correct. You know, some of that would have had to come at the cost of maybe a Clement or one of those other guys not being to can't be able to come up, or, you know, something to that effect. Now, the Dodgers have mitigated it pretty well, but let's, you know, call a spade a spade. The Jays are not as good as the Dodgers.
I'm just going to read a quote from you here from a Hazel May interview today with Ross Atkins, and you're going to be like, really? That's what we're going to put all our hedge on right now for keeping the faith, I'll say, is the better way of saying it. So this is like I said, this is end quote. The biggest thing is the success that I've had up to this point and past, many of them together for all the way from the minor leagues and over the last 4 years. The other reason is the belief that things can get turned around. We've been, for him to say that today, just makes me wonder where he's been for the last fucking month and a half. Is about the best thing I can say, because that's the kind of thing you say a month and a half ago. That is not what you say within 4 weeks of the trade deadline.
It sounds a lot like give up juice as well. It sounds like he's drinking a big fat cup of give up juice, and he's hoping to sell this to the fan. I mean, the only way that any of this is kind of savable is if Joey Votto makes a leap up and they start winning. And And even if they don't make the playoffs, if they have a good run through the rest of the summer and they remain competitive and they've got a chance to get the wild card and they get Joey Votto up there, I mean, it's crucial that they get him on the team and playing. And I don't understand. Yeah. He cannot be this hurt. Like, if that was him getting that hurt, then tell us he's not coming back. Because, you know, for lack of a better term, these guys need a hero. That the fan base needs a hero. And it used to be the guys that we have. And they're just not doing it anymore. That you can't put that moniker on David Snyder anymore. He can't wear it. It's too heavy. And when he wears it for too long, he falls down. And so then Spencer Horowitz starts doing well. Oh, we'll just lump it all onto old Spencey over here, who's probably, you know,
top on his back.
Yeah, and he's probably never been the best. He's probably never been that guy. Spencer Horowitz is a good baseball player. He's probably never been that guy outside of maybe like U15.
Strikes me as a glue guy.
Yeah,
he's good at his job, right?
it's funny to me, you know, when we get into this, and I mean, we're starting to push up on the irreparable part. And, you know, I don't get, I haven't gotten Blue Jays management in about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
And it seems like Rogers has just sort of stepped aside and they're like, it's like they've been away for a week and the kids have had a party, you know, like, and not a good party, not a fun party where stuff got wrecked. It was like a super lame party, but, you know, somebody
showed up.
Yeah, somebody stole the Porsche.
Also full.
Yeah, like whatever. It wasn't good. But
so,
you know,
I just want to summarize this piece up before we move to picks and clicks, because I know you got to get going on this whole thing too. I had it in front of me. I lost it. The review. So to just pour gas on the fire, if you want a good read, find that tweet by Hazel Ramey that I just retweeted out, because the comment section on this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. And I'm going to just quote Millie Leafs. From X right now. Oh, the success .. 2003 swept in wild card. 2022 swept in wild card. 21 missed the playoffs. 20 swept in the playoffs or swept in the wild card. They have not won a game in the playoffs out of all those 3 years. The team has not won a game in the playoffs since 2016. But no, Ross, everything is fine. I'm glad you're on the same plane of existence as the rest of us. Yeah. So you want to see a next dumpster fire, which is this thing that you and I picked guys last week on, because obviously we did such a good time last week being fresh off of a sweep of the Boston Red Sox taking us to school and then rolling that right into a 7-game losing streak. Because why not?
Why not? Why not? Indeed.
So I'm gonna go backwards here, but starting with the guest spot, because my pick just makes me seem like the biggest idiot on the planet. So the guest spot, we had Double K last night, Kevin Kiermaier. You had Addison Barger, who honestly, if you were looking at just him and Double K, perfect. You actually might win that one because at least Barger contributed.
Yeah.
Here's the fun part that I picked. I put my money where my mouth was, and I said that they've been bitching about promoting Aralvis Martinez. Got it one game with one hit. So good call, Craig. I'm glad we got that one going for me. So I think by the wonderful words of Default, my friend, you just won that 2 weeks in a row.
Love Default.
So you are even with five. And next week we'll have Liz McGuire with us. So we're going to have her back. She was going to be at the game tonight for the salsa giveaway. I didn't want to interrupt with her getting her salsa dip tray, because you got to have something Blue Jays to look forward to right now.
Yeah, free stuff.
So let me pull who the quote-unquote worst everyday player was last week, and it's Danny Jansen at the moment. Ooh, being barely edged out by Kevin Kiermaier and Addison Barger. So he is off the board right now, Danny Jansen. Who do you think is going to have the best week in Blue Jays baseball?
Oh, good Lord. I mean, it's been such
an absolute
mess. You know what?
Pinto or the Pinto?
Yeah, I know. You know what? Have I had Spencer Horowitz this year?
Negative.
Okay, I'm taking him. Spence. Me and Spence. Yeah. He needs to get that chin guard on his helmet fixed. It bothers me so much to look at him when he goes up. No, it's got a piece of the inside guard is hanging off, and it would just drive me nuts. Like, Like when I'm playing hockey or anything, I can't have anything like hanging. Oh my God, I cannot.
That's too funny. I haven't picked him yet this year, so we're gonna just have a realm, and I'm going to pick Justin Turner.
Not bad.
He's on his way up a little bit. Decent. I need a win. It's been 2 weeks of you winning. I can't let you get away with those bragging rights. So I got one stupid highlight I wanted to show with you to end the game on a higher note because we've been having so much fun lately. Yeah, before I let you go off.
Rays of sunshine.
Literally a quickie. Yes. And it's a fun one. That's why I got to show it. And I don't know if you saw this in the Dodgers game in the last couple nights or not, but this kid should be... I agree with the statement of Bat Boy made $700 million catch, like the million dollar arm kind of like program. Watch this. Bam.
I know. It seems to me like they're hunting. Otani's almost been hit a bunch of times. And I don't know if he just walks into bad places in the dugout, but there was one in the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium where he almost got hit. And then he sort of moved back and he was talking to the people about almost getting hit. And another ball got hit right into the dugout and rifled around in the dugout. And
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
it was like that clip we showed of. I think we had that during the offseason, that one blooper where the guy hit like 17 foul balls into the one end of the dugout, like yep. In the exact same spot.
Yeah.
And the whole pitching team and everybody moved down one edge and he hits one more over there. It was just like hilarious. So, but that's where it is. That's baseball. You got to have something fun going on. Yeah, can't be all right. Gloom and doom.
You're but right.
On the gloom and doom part here, hit the damn reset button. That's my plan right now.
Yeah.
So on that note, Blue Jays fans, thank you very much for tuning in and commenting in. Greg, awesome to have your comments on the show. Make sure you keep coming back. Anybody that was listening and is still listening, please hit those like and subscribe buttons. We're here every Thursday evening or, you know, in mid-afternoon for Jason's side of the country over on the Vancouver side of things on the West Coast. And make sure you join us. Like I said, we want to have more talks with you. If you have ideas or weird conspiracy theories on why people were in Cleveland, like I said, or anything like that, we want to hear them. Yep. We're here to have fun and goof around and talk baseball in general. Obviously, Blue Jays centric first, but there is only so much punishment everybody can take with what's going on right now. And I, like I said, Jason, I think they need to give the fans the reset button to have something fun to look forward to the rest of the season, because prospects can be fun too. And if you get the right ones, maybe this rebuild is not a bad thing. 100%. So we'll go from there.
One thing for
anything else you?
Yeah. One thing for the Jaybird Nation out there. If there's anybody out there that is looking to get themselves a brand new Spanky baseball glove, I have been working with Rival Baseball. It's rivalbaseball.ca. They have custom gloves, catcher's gloves, first baseman, outfield, infield gloves. All of the gloves on the site right now are $200. That is a steal of a deal, especially for the catcher's mitts. So I've already had a buddy take advantage of it, and it's a very short turnaround for a custom glove. They're high quality products. They're arm sleeves, eye black. A lot of the stuff is really good stuff. So, you know, get out there and buy that stuff, support a good brother of ours from Saskatchewan, just trying to make a go of it.
Deal. Awesome. Great news too, on the fact of getting some fun stuff on that, Jason. That's cool to have on the show. So on that note, Blue Jays fans, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And, until then, let's go Blue Jays.
Woo!
Let's go Blue Jays.
Cleveland.
Thank you for listening to the Jaybird Watching Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at BirdWatchingGC, and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining it to our Patreon at patreon.com/BirdWatchingGC. Go Jays, go.
Woo!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money.